we do talk about anything horrible, and then you're like, that
was
a mistake.
Guy in the, what was it, Netflix documentary? No, what was that documentary that he confessed to the murder at the very last episode?
Oh, I don't know.
And they hauled him off to jail because he basically confessed.
I didn't see that one, yeah. But that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, just kidding.
Yeah, his trial is like now, so yeah.
I was just watching at the gymnasium, which we'll have to talk
about. Oh, yeah.
They had a thing about O.J. Simpson going, you know, like the real trial, and it was the part where he was putting on the gloves.
As opposed to Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yeah.
All right.
And it was so good because I was just like, I don't know, man. I think that that's like, you know, when, yes, it looks tight. And I'm like, that's where the phrase fits like a glove comes from, right?
It's like, have you never been a kid and like tight. Your mom buys you shoes you don't really like and you're like supposed to try them on? You're like, ugh, they don't fit, mom. Look, they're too tight. I can't get them on.
Yeah, I would
like,
lie.
We've never done that as a kid, yeah.
Yeah, or you like put your thumb where your toe is and you're like, I'm way over here. Yeah. Like, this is no good.
Yeah.
I can feel that thumb. All right, let's see here. We got some music.
I'm telling you this to let you know that I'm sorry you're sick. Though tears of sorrow won't do you no good, I'd be your doctor if only I could. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. I'd swim the ocean or the deepest canal.
Hey, everybody. That was a lot more chill than I planned. He shouts, but it's still relaxed. Welcome. I'm here with a special guest, Elias.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, thanks. This is like my only second time here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a dream come true. Yeah. I was trying to remember the last time you came, and it's been like so freaking long.
Yeah.
I can't even remember, because I think I was at my old place, right?
Oh, yeah. It was.
Like the one, the garden level two bedroom apartment or whatever.
Garden level. Yep.
Yeah. That was it during one of the marathon things?
It was. Was it a marathon or was it? It was during the Summer of Pete. Because you had like this bucket list of summer stuff you wanted to do.
Oh yeah.
One of them was to go shooting and we went shooting. We went shooting that summer, and also I got to come on with you.
That was pretty great.
With my significant otter.
I'm gonna shut this door. I don't know if you want to talk or you could just be silent.
Oh,
or I could yell across the room. There are lots of great options.
All right, I mean, I'll describe what you're doing here. Our lovely producer
has chosen
to close the door. She's immediately annoyed.
Flexing her mastering. Well, I think we should just get right into it. We work out at the same gymnasium.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Usually the same day. Like, no matter what day I go, it's like you're there.
I go a lot of days.
Okay. That's what it is then. It's because, like, when you're sick, you turn on the TV and the Price is Right will always be on.
Yeah.
Regardless of the channel or the time, it's just you're sick. So here's the Price is Right.
Yeah. There are a few people who are like that for me, who I'm like, every time I go there, they're there. And I'm like, is it because I go a lot or because you go a lot or both?
Yeah.
There's Brian, the bum, the weird homeless guy.
The blonde
works at
guy,
Walmart.
Is he the guy who used to go to the downtown rec center? He has like white hair and he would always wear his jeans to exercise.
Yes. Yes.
So now he's up here? Now he's at
he
the
could
other
be
one?
Doing both. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
He seems to be there for at least a couple hours. He'll walk on the treadmill.
Yeah, very
He'll
slowly.
Do a leg press where he presses his legs about 1.5 inches.
Full range of motion.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever the opposite of full range of motion, empty range of motion. It's almost like sometimes watching him, I'm like, well, this is worthless. But then also I'm like, well, I don't know. He seems to be vaguely homeless or crazy.
Yeah.
So he's not doing that bad.
Yeah.
But then other days his shirt is tucked into his underwear and his underwear is several inches above his jeans, which are also very high. And you're just like,
how did they go that high?
I don't know.
They must be like onesies that unbutton at the bottom.
Frankly, I'm impressed he even has underwear. I wouldn't have been sure that he had underwear until I saw the underwear.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's always there.
It's very inspirational, though.
Yeah.
It's like, you can do it, I can do it.
That's true. That is, you know, I was talking to someone the other day about having kids, right? And I was like, you know what's like motivated me more than anything in life is if I see something I want to do, and then I look at the other people who do it, and I'm like, well, that fucking idiot can do it.
Yeah.
Like, that was how I rode a motorcycle. Because it wasn't like...
Oddly, that's the same way my dad taught me both how to drive and play music. Oh, people dumber than you have learned.
Exactly. It's so true, though.
Yeah.
Because then you're, like, motivated. You're like, hey, yeah, you're right.
You're right.
If that idiot can do it, surely I can do it. I mean, there's some things that I'm like, no idiot could do, really, right? Like, I don't know, I'm not going to work at NASA.
Yeah.
Because they can't be like, well, look at this fucking idiot did it.
They had a record number of applicants.
Did they?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's like actual ex-Marine, Navy pilots, you know, with engineering degrees, or just like people who are ready to die and do so on the way to Mars.
People who saw The Martian and they're like, it doesn't look so
grow
bad.
Potatoes. Yeah, like potatoes.
I applied for that. Well, I did the initial application. You know, they have that Mars One thing.
Yes.
Where they're supposedly going to make a colony on Mars. I heard a thing.
Is this the one-way trip?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And I heard a thing where Bill Nye was talking about it, and he was like, I project their survival at about 40 days if they make it to Mars. And like, I saw...
Wouldn't it take months?
Yeah, no, it would take, I think, a couple years. A
couple years. Yeah. No, months is like The Martian, where they had that fake technology where they could just accelerate infinitely in the ship.
They always have a weird thing. You know what every space movie does? They're like, let's slingshot around this planet.
Yeah.
You're just like, okay, come on. Can't you just build a faster thing? I mean, can't you just go faster?
Right.
Shoot off some kind of rocket?
Than to just depend on just gravity alone.
I have to look this up because speaking of shooting off a rocket, I saw this story today, and probably everybody has seen this except for me today. A woman who shot a missile into a car has the most formal Florida name ever. So this woman got arrested for shooting a missile into a car. What that means, I don't really know.
Yeah, do they mean just in the broadest sense of like a projectile, like a powered projectile is a missile? Like, or like, what are they considering a missile?
That's what I'm not sure about. However, her name is Crystal Metheny. Why would you do that?
Why would it just not go by Chrissy or something?
I don't know. And like, I'm all okay. Sometimes parents waste a name. We were talking about this guy who's named Jack McManaman.
Okay.
And I was like, well, his middle name's got to be like guy or boy or boys 2 is what I was hoping for. B-O-Y-Z, Roman numeral 2. McManaman.
Yeah.
But his middle name was like Steve or something. And you're just like, oh, what the fuck, you guys?
Yeah.
McManaman? Oh, yeah, Steve. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to do. So anyway, Brian is my... I guess Brian is to me what I am to you at the gymnasium, which is disturbing. It's very disturbing. Do you ever go on the roller hockey nights?
I've gone once in a while, yes.
Can you confirm? Because I don't feel like I've really described or convinced how horrid the like smell is.
Yeah, imagine if you took all your dirty laundry and put it inside more dirty laundry and then not washed it for a year.
Yeah.
And then put it in an airtight bag to make sure that smell really ferments inside.
And like put it on the roof.
Yeah.
And just let it really heat up and cool down and heat up.
Yeah.
And then also, like, yeah, it seems to me almost like if you took a Hot Pocket and just left it out all day for several years.
And wrapped it in diapers.
Yeah. Yeah. You somehow passed it through like a human centipede and it came out whole still. Then you heated that bitch up.
Yeah.
And just cracked it open and stuck your face and took a huge whiff.
And so no one's invented the technology to wash these pads.
I don't...
Can you Febreze it at least? Anything? Because my soccer stuff, yeah, it gets stinky, but then I throw it in the wash.
As does, you know, the stuff when I run.
Sure.
Because I get sweaty and then it stinks and then you wash it.
Yeah.
Well, also, I feel like the problem is they throw it in a bag and it stays in the bag until the next week when they play hockey again. I had a friend whose wife played roller hockey, and he said they lived in this apartment with a balcony, and that's what they used the balcony for. That's just where they put a roller hockey show.
Oh, God.
Because it was so rank that they couldn't make it work. It didn't work in the house.
Yeah.
You're like, this is like having a dead possum in the ceiling.
Yeah.
It's just like going to keep rotting and ruin our home.
Yeah. Have you been there on the days when they do the, down in the same gymnasium, they do the, on the court, they do the baby sale stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And everything that has that mothball-y kind of used store place.
Yeah.
Consignment shop smell.
Yeah. And it's like weird shit too, because it looks like real cheap clothes or something, but yeah. I can't really tell. And then it is so, it's like, I don't know, three or four basketball courts wide.
Yeah.
And it's like a basketball court in width, also yeah. width.
Sure.
Let's call it three or four basketball courts width long.
Yes.
And then it's a basketball courts width wide.
Wide, yes.
And it is so packed in there. Like, it doesn't look like people could even walk in there.
No.
And then, yeah, it's all this crazy baby shit. And I've never actually been there when the sale's happening, though. Just when they're,
no,
like,
me neither.
Set up.
They must do it in the crazy mornings or something.
It has to be.
Like, the next day?
Yeah, because I never go in the morning. Yeah. So that would explain why I've never seen... Or they just literally never sell anything. That's why it looks like nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird thing that they do there.
They do it in Korea, and it has the best name ever. They call it Soul Swap.
Take
and you
this
go there
soul,
and you leave
I'll
your old style crap and you take newer crap.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Soul Swap.
Soul Swap.
Yeah, I want to just like, I want it to be going one time because I just want to like zip down there. Be like, I don't know, maybe there's some shit for me here. I don't know. I don't know what's there. Like jewelry? Weird jewelry?
They make little plastic jewelry beads for moms to wear so the baby can like gnaw at jewelry too. I don't know if you've seen this.
I have not.
Yeah.
I'm not super familiar with a lot of like baby technology.
Oh, I'm getting there. Oh God.
Yeah. So is it okay to talk about?
Yeah, I think
you're,
so.
You're
yeah,
expecting.
I got permission. I got certain
okay.
subjects I cannot broach, but
okay.
certain ones I can.
Can you say what the subjects are? Or is that even off limits?
Yeah, that's okay. off limits as well.
Well, I'm going to assume they're great and I'm sorry we won't hear about them, but yeah. So you're an expecting father.
Yes.
Excellent.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
yeah,
you need that sound effect board that guy on the conservative radio has.
Oh,
have
yeah,
you heard
okay.
that guy where he has like a soundboard and then he has like boos and applause and he just pushes it constantly?
I don't know. I'll just look up soundboard conservative radio.
It's on the local channel, the 30, what is it, 1130?
Oh, is he the pirate radio
yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah, I think that's him.
It's like
that
a hilarious...
Swears that, Barack Obama himself put a pillow over Scalia's face.
What?
Yeah, you haven't heard this theory?
No.
Yes, that Justice Scalia was murdered. hit the storm castle thunder sound.
Here, let's try this one.
I think it's called Castle Thunder. It's a very famous special effect along with the Wilhelm scream.
There's no sound happening.
Prepare to be astonished.
That wasn't really a sound effect. This is a horrible... Okay, this is a vertical scrolling soundboard that doesn't work. So this guy thinks that Barack Obama
yeah.
just kind of like took the afternoon off.
Sure.
And no one was paying attention to yeah. what he was doing.
Yeah, here's the crux of their theory. It's because a pillow was found near his head.
Oh,
when the coroner found it.
See?
Proof.
Now that. A pillow was found next to a sick man's head. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
That makes no sense. Is this a... I don't even know what this is. Russian man? This is harder than I thought to just look one up. There's just a circle now. Now there's just a circle of yeah. doom. Why is this so hard?
I don't know. You know who has a good one? StarWars.com
Star
has a great soundboard.
All right, let's try it. Star Wars soundboard.
Yeah.
I think that would work, right?
Yeah.
Star sure. Wars soundboard, StarWars.com.
Yeah. You can make your own text crawls.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I want to do that.
Yeah, I used it for a story time.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Like, welcome to story time. Da-na-na-na.
Yeah, yeah.
Remix a galaxy of Star Wars sounds. It is your destiny.
Yeah.
I agree.
You got like Battle of Yavin. You got the droid sounds.
What is going on with this? Is this going to play? I'm confused. I broke this. Well, I broke this. Where do I click? I'm 100. Last night, I realized I was 100 years old because we were hanging out and our neighbors were having a party, and our neighbors never have people over. So, you know, I was like trying to be cool because I was like, oh no, it's fine. Like, they never have people. What is going on? Ewok Village? That's a game. they never have people. And so I was like, oh, it's fine, right? They don't need to, I don't need to get mad. And then I was like, no, now I'm mad. It's going on too long, right? And then finally, I was like about to be like, should I do something? Should I say something? And then I was looked at the clock. It was 9:30.
9:30, I know.
I was like, God,
sometimes I'll be like, I want to vacuum. Is it 10 o'clock yet?
I know.
I don't want to be rude and vacuum after 10 p.m.
I've done, yeah, vacuuming, especially my old place, I would do that because I was like, well, it only takes me like 2 minutes to vacuum.
Yeah.
I could probably just do it and then get it over with and no problem.
Yeah.
But then also I'm like, what kind of dick is vacuuming so late?
Yeah.
But anyway, it actually turned out great because there was a guy out there right outside our window, and we have like an in-window air conditioning unit. So you can just like see or hear everything. And this guy was intensely talking about like a breakup he had just gone through.
Yeah.
And he was talking to his mom, it turned out.
On the phone or like in person?
On the phone.
Okay.
And he was like, you know, mom, like, you know how it gets like when a guy meets a girl. I think he had just broke up with his girlfriend or something. I'm not totally sure. But then he's like, you know how it is when a guy like wants to get with a girl, and he's like, row, 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 you know, and like barking and stuff. And you're just like,
is that what the kids do now? They bark?
I guess so.
I don't know. I don't understand the youth. I think I'm old too.
And he was just like yelling at his mom about, you know, his breakup. And then I guess the mom was breaking up with the dad, or they were going through a divorce or something. Cause he was like, no, you guys can't split up. I'm calling dad right now. And he's like, no, shut up, mom. I'm calling, you guys need to stay together. And it's just like,
he's going to lock him in a room until they work it out.
Yeah. It was so crazy. It was so out of control. I don't even know who this person is. Oh, Randy Moss. I do know who that is. Vaguely.
The dad from South Park?
No, he's like a football guy.
Oh.
That's Randy Marsh.
Oh, Marsh.
Where there is Moss. Oh, here we go.
That's right.
Here's a scary one. None of these seem to be working for me. Okay, what about this?
This is very confusing. It's either the beginning of
Hell's Bells.
Hell's Bells or the Metallica.
Yeah, for whom the bell tolls.
For whom the bell tolls. I always get very confused, very excited, and then I don't know if to be disappointed or not when one or the other plays.
I went to an AC/DC concert a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I heard.
And even then I was like,
wait a minute.
It'd be awesome if they just started playing For Whom the Bell Tolls. It'd be such a switch.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. And I'd be like, oh shit. Yeah, I wonder, it seems like that's the same bell, right?
Yeah.
Should I load this up? Should we try it and see if we could guess? Well, you'll have to do
all
it.
All right.
Because I can't. I'm going to know which one I'm playing.
All right.
Okay. So let's see if I can play one and then the other. Failed to open page. My goodness. Sometimes it's hard to tell if our neighbors are like abusing their kids or if they're having
kidnapped?
A good time. It sounds pretty similar. Yeah. It's such a weird neighborhood too, you know, like this is the neighborhood where you just see a kid out riding his bike with no shoes on at like 11:30 p.m. You're like, okay. It's just I don't know.
The college kids around too? Or
there are college kids occasionally.
All right.
They're mostly a nuisance because they just like decide. It seems like every college kid decides, okay, this is the night we're just going to smash bottles everywhere. Because like the other, you know, you'll have nothing. And then the other night we were walking a couple blocks to get a pizza. And I swear to God, like every half a block, there's another broken bottle. And you're just like, what the fuck, man? Like, you got to all do this on the same night? There's one like in the alley. There's one on the street. There's one whatever. And there's also, at some point, a truck must have had an entire box of bottles and just smashed them in the road down the street. And like there was a city guy, you know, had a truck out, and he was like cleaning them up with like an industrial dustpan and shit.
Just run that useless truck over them that doesn't really do anything. Yeah, street sweeper
shoots the glass out or something. Yeah. God, those fucking street sweepers are the worst. That is, I think that car, I think those were only invented to give people tickets for parking.
Yeah, for parking.
For the one day of the month.
One day, at 1 hour of the month.
Yeah, because they're just like, whatever. I mean, it's like, oh, don't park here. The street sweeper needs to come through. Why? What are they doing? It's just like, oh, it just needs to come through just to, I mean, is it, I don't think those brushes even touch the ground. I think they spin just above just the ground.
Just above.
Just like zzz, going
just
along.
Just leave a trail of water like a slug behind it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've never actually seen one like on a main street around here. Ever. Yeah. I've never seen one that seems to be like, oh, yeah, this guy's working really hard. It's always just like going down some fucking side street, 2 miles an hour. The brushes aren't even going. And what's the liquid? Is that just more garbage liquid coming out of the back? Or is that like a liquid that they're providing?
Special delouser.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Have you also been to the grocery store when they got the floor cleaner going?
Yeah, like the propane one.
Yeah, but then they have to trail it with a mop.
Yeah.
And it's like, is this thing not, can't they redesign it so it doesn't leave a trail of water behind it?
You would think.
Is it designed so you have to hold just a dirty mop behind you as you go?
Yeah, can't it have some kind of brush attached to it? Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yeah.
Like they're like, oh, well, instead of making this man just have a mop in his hand, let's just make a brush go on here. My wireless internet is not cooperating very hard.
All right.
Let's
we'll,
see.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, just dong. Okay, that was AC/DC, obviously. Well, we'll have to wait and see if it
all
comes
right.
back.
All right. I have a gift here
excellent.
For the host. Got these a long time ago when the liquor store was going out of business.
Oh, my goodness.
If you want to
there's
open
a lot
that
of miniature boozes in here.
Inside a IKEA.
Ooh, these are fancy container. Mini boozes. We've got a Belvedere. We've got a Grey Goose. Oh, my goodness.
Some of these might slightly be open. I can't remember
Glenn
which Fittich. Ones.
That's okay.
Is that the one that has
that
the gold inside
open.
That you poop gold?
No, that's the Goldschlager.
Ah, Goldschlager.
Jose Cuervo. Someone went a halfway on that one. What is this? Rum. This one looks like an old-time medicine.
Oh, it
this
does.
This one looks half empty, but it's clearly got a seal on it still.
Can they evaporate out of the bottle somehow?
I mean, I don't think so, but I don't know. I wouldn't, if you'd asked me before, I would have said no, but now I have no choice but to say maybe. This is great.
I should have brought you, I remember I had this because I was going to bring you some blended whiskey that
nice.
Yeah, us Mexicans enjoy at parties.
Oh, what kind is it?
Oh, it's the Bucanas.
I've never heard of this.
It's yeah.
Is it good?
Blend. I wouldn't know because every time I've seen a drink, mm-hmm. they either mix it with pineapple juice
Oof.
Or Red Bull.
That's hardcore.
So I don't know.
Whiskey and Red Bull, huh?
Yeah, and it's blended whiskey, too.
The
Bum's whiskey.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give it a try. I've had some pretty terrible whiskeys on here, so...
Yeah, I'll have to bring you a bottle service.
How bad could it be?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be bad, but
yeah.
it couldn't be they that
would,
bad.
They would charge you, what is the going price, like $200.
What?
Some of these places I play in Denver, it's a bottle service. They bring you a
750
milliliter of the Bucanas bottle and a little bucket of ice... And like a thing of juice of pineapple juice and some
Whoa.
Red Bulls.
Whoa.
It's like $200.
That's insane.
I know.
Now, how it's much crazy. Does this bottle cost if you just bought it?
The grocery store?
Yeah.
Like 20 some bucks, I think.
Yeah. Like a standard kind of
yeah.
liquor bottle.
Yeah.
Wow. See, I don't know how much, like I've never done a bottle service. I don't think I've ever been somewhere where I could.
Right.
I've been to like a couple strip places, but I was real unsure of like what the they don't have like a menu that's like here's things we offer here.
When I was a young man I was in Guadalajara, Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, well, I have the night off, I don't have anything to do, so I decided to visit a strip club. It was the worst experience of my life.
No good.
And eventually, I was just sitting there uncomfortably in the corner, just looking at the woman with the worst breast implants you'd ever seen. They were like super dark and like you could tell like really hard and rubbery. Ugh. And the nipples were like pointing in complete opposite directions. Like just terrible.
That is no good.
No good. And they brought over a menu. And on this menu, it was like, it said things like, it said beer with a girl.
Okay.
All right. And then so it was like, a glass of wine with the girl, bottle of, you know, in ascending prices. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, this is clever code maybe for a different sexual act. No, it's not. It's just she'll come over and sit with you while you drink this beer. And it's, you know, $20 is what it worked out to probably.
Mm.
And then worked its way up from there. I was like, this is clever. I see how they're skirting prostitution laws here.
Aha. 10-4.
Yeah.
I'll take a wine with a girl. Yes. And then she comes and gives me a wine. And I'm like, oh no. I do not want this wine.
Yeah.
Just pour it out in a plant. Yeah.
I know there's such thing as wine in Mexico, but growing up, it was brandy.
That was the big
to make, you know, Cuba Libres, which is brandy and Coca-Cola.
Okay.
That was like the go-to drink.
Hmm. Well, yeah, I would not miss... That would be if I moved to Mexico, I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't be like, I miss my wine. I'd be like, I could get along with this.
I don't know, I could never... Fine. I don't understand wine people.
I feel like because maybe it's like because wine is usually not cold or something. I feel like it would be hot in the summer in Mexico, and I would be like, I can't drink a wine right now. Like, it's going to just make me ill.
That great wine headache.
Yeah. Oh, in the sun. Yeah. I've been to like, when I went to the strip club, I did not really want, like, I didn't understand having I don't really want a stripper to come like hang out with me. Like, I don't want to like chat with her. You know what I mean? I'd rather just be like a weirdo across the way watching. In a normal situation, that would be fucking really weird.
Yeah.
If you were just like, I'm going to just drink this beer at this restaurant and watch this waitress from afar.
Right.
But then that's kind of what you're supposed to do there, right?
It's odd. I don't understand the etiquette. And
I would make
I guess
this...
people go for the buffets.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
They had, first of all, in Portland, they have a lot of strip clubs. They had, and a lot of them boasted about having the best steak. Like, that was a big contest of which one had the best steak.
Right. When I was in Las Vegas, supposedly Circus has the best steak in Vegas.
Oh, really?
And it's like, really? Circus? It's going to be like clown-ass steak or something? I don't know.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
No.
Get ready for
something happened.
Sponsor.
Get ready for wargaming.net. That's our sponsor. That's a pretty good sponsor. Okay.
Okay.
So here, let me load that one up. that scared the shit out of me. And we'll load this one up. Let's see, does this one... Okay.
All right.
So let me back these up. Let me back this ass up. So let's play this one. I don't know exactly how many seconds I can do, but we'll just start
this
one.
Do like two dongs.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Okay.
There. Okay,
this is the
other
one.
All right.
Two dongs.
Ah, slightly higher.
They are different.
Okay. I'm going to say maybe the first one was Metallica. Is it a little deeper and growlier? And
all right.
And the second one is a little brighter and chipper.
Let's see what the first one was. This is suspense. Goes on a long time.
I never noticed. Wow, nope. I was wrong.
AC/DC.
AC/DC.
So then if we go back to Metallica here, I feel like Metallica is fewer
dongs. I think you're right. Look how that sounds very bright and chipper though. Like
it does.
Old man in a schoolboy uniform is gonna come out on stage duck walking.
Yeah, there's only like two for this one.
There you go.
Yeah, that one sounds more like it should start the AC/DC song.
Yeah.
Maybe they should switch.
They should.
They really should. They should get together and be like, guys, you know what would be fucking awesome? Let's use the exact same one. Yeah. And let's make it like 10. So then people have to guess.
You sit there and wait as it...
Oh, that would be so great.
Yeah.
It would make every time listening to the radio like a little experience or something.
And they play Metallica now on the classic station on the old...
Oh, really?
Well, not quite oldies, but classic rock.
The like classic rock zone.
It's like, oh, I'm old now.
I know. Everything that happens, I haven't had anything happen in so long that was like, maybe I'm younger than I think.
No.
Like, it starts off, you know, where you're like, once in a while, someone's like, I need to see your ID or something like that.
Sure.
You're like, okay. But then the last few years, boy, has that gone away.
Yeah, watching movies and realizing that now you're the adult in the movie and not the kid in the movie anymore that
right?
you're identifying with.
Yeah, when like, you like...
King Trident, you're right. She's a little snot. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah, she
marrying this guy
suck.
After knowing him for a day.
You're just being a responsible father. You're like, let's see, can you go live in a completely different environment with a man that you've never met and make an evil deal with your, like, this horrible octopus woman? No. And as a kid, you're like, geez, dad. But as an adult, you're like, yeah, what the fuck is wrong with her? That's so true. I was always thinking, too, movies like you watch, like, a Home Alone, right?
Yeah.
And, like, now, like, when you're a kid, you're watching it, and you're like, ah, this is fun.
Yeah.
And then as an adult, you're just like, this kid... kind of an asshole.
Yeah, just murdered these two men in cold blood.
Yeah, he's like giving
he could have called the police and ran away, but he decided to build deadly traps.
I would love to see they make a movie and it's a version of that concussion movie, but it's about Home Alone, about the robbers. And it's like the doctor's analyzing them and he's like, they've sustained multiple injuries. Tell the truth.
It's just 2 hours of them learning to walk again, eat themselves.
Oh, God. We're the sticky bandits because we stick together. And they're like holding hands. Mars totally paralyzed.
That's,
Oh, God.
They're going to need skin grafts from Daniel Stern's ass to cover the top of Joe Pesci's head.
I'm a part of you now.
Oh.
Yeah, it would be... I need your skin. And he's like, it doesn't matter. I can't feel it anyway, you know? No feeling in my body. They're just both like, each more depressed than the last. And then he is like, you know, this child celebrity now.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, look, he thwarted these bandits.
Yeah.
What a great kid.
Yeah. Are we supposed to be also outraged because Will Smith didn't get a nomination for the Oscars?
Oh, yeah, we are, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make the statement. I'm very outraged about
the lack of diversity in the Oscars.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see any. I saw Creed. That had a black guy in it.
Yeah.
That was good.
Movie, yeah.
Yeah. But I can't remember like any other movies. I saw The Revenant.
Yeah.
That
bear
was good.
Fucker.
Yeah. That was crazy. Did
that
you see
crazy.
That shit?
That bear did everything but fuck
that
him.
That bear fucked him up big time.
Yeah.
And like it would go away and then come back.
And then come back.
Yeah. And I was like, Jesus Christ, isn't that enough? Haven't you done enough?
Yeah.
And then it would come back. It came back like three times.
Yeah. And then I was reading the biography of the guy of the real Hugh Glass.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, mostly the story is true. They just changed basically the setting. It wasn't like up in a mountain. It was down in the plains.
But the rest
everything
of it's
else
like true?
Is like true.
That's fucking crazy.
But they didn't kill his son. It's just because they stole his rifle and buried him and left him for dead. And he was slightly upset that they did that. So he went and tracked them down to get his rifle back.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did he get revenge?
No.
No?
No, no. One of the guys, he enlisted in the army. And so killing an army officer is not a good idea. The other kid was, I can't remember the name of the kid, but he was, he grew up to be another like famous frontiersman.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
The one who was not as bad?
Yeah, the younger kid.
The
and
one
he,
who you're like, yeah, I kind of forgive
him. He forgave
him,
yeah, because he was so young. Yep, exactly. I can't remember his name, but he, coming back from Las Vegas, I remember passing a town that had this kid's name.
Oh, that's interesting.
I can't think of his name.
That was funny how he was just sort of, I don't know. I don't know if I would be as forgiving because I would just be so pissed. Like, I could probably eventually forgive the kid, right? So if you haven't seen this movie, basically they leave him for dead after he gets attacked by this bear. These two guys are supposed to like, or three guys are supposed to watch over him
because
he's going to die and he's slowing down this whole group that's kind of trying to get back to this camp. So they're like, we'll watch over him until he dies and then we'll bury him.
Yeah.
And then the one guy basically is like, fuck that shit, I'll just kill him. Actually, one of the best parts of the movie where he like he's smothering him and he's like,
just blink if you want me to do it. Just blink. Yeah. I gotcha.
I was like,
just blink.
That's a pretty clever little maneuver of like, oh yeah, well, as long as you don't blink, I'll be like, no, he doesn't want to die. But then, you know, he's like holding on as long as he can of not blinking. Yeah. And you're like, come on, man.
Yeah.
He's obviously trying not to blink. What an asshole.
Yeah.
So he like thinks he killed him, but he didn't kill him.
Yeah. Because they could just kind of buries him alive, basically.
Yeah, he like shittily half buries him.
Yeah.
The guy is alive, so he comes out of the grave like a fucking zombie. And then
crawls.
Yeah.
The real guy like crawled his way back to civilization.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good movie. I don't know.
He found some maggots on a stump or something. And he like laid there to clean his wounds.
God.
Yeah. When they fixed him up, they took some of the bear pelt and they sewed it onto his skin to seal the wound.
To make new skin sort of. Oh my God.
Because the bear got him so deep that it was down to like the bone, his ribs in the back.
That's insane.
Yeah. You could see bone through it.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
Some people are really fucking hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, I can't fucking imagine like if that was me. If that was watching that movie and the way it was depicted and stuff, like, you know, he gets fucked up by this bear big time.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you know, trying to sew him up and stuff like that. And I would be the one there who's like, guys, what do you do? It's like,
oh, good. He passed out. Quick. Sew up his neck.
Yeah.
His gaping neck wound.
Right. I would feel the same way if they like came across him and his head was completely separated from his body. And they're like, oh, my God, sew his head back on. Really? I think he's done. I think he's gone. Like if they had just, I don't know, if they had found him like just a little later, he would have been fucked.
Yeah.
But, well, I'm glad to hear that he, I don't know. Do you think like if that happened and somehow you survived, would you just be like, I might be done with this like woodsman shit?
You would think so, but I think that was a pretty, it seemed very bleak. Like, even if he survives it, he might die a week later of, like, dysentery.
That's true. Yeah, it seems like horrible
The sun does not even come out in that movie.
No.
It's just, you just see it as it's setting. As a horrible massacre is going on, and people are getting arrows through their necks.
That was a crazy massacre.
Yeah.
That is the craziest massacre I think I've seen on film. Like, that rivaled for me, like, when I first saw Saving Private Ryan.
Yes.
And it was like D-Day.
And the guy's like like bouncing on his one leg, trying to find his other leg that blew off.
You're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That was like that level of crazy. Because they're just kind of like in this, I don't know, camp. And then all of a sudden, shit goes down.
Yeah.
Big time.
It's like, oh, okay, these are the characters we're following around. We'll get to know them. Nope. Yeah. Arrow through the neck.
Yeah. And then, he gets an arrow through the neck. Somebody else gets hit with an arrow. And then there's like a guy who's like fucking naked, just shooting guns in an outhouse or something. And you're just like, what the hell?
And like, there's some of the Ute Indian, I can't remember what tribe they're from. One of them is like up in a tree shooting down at them.
Yeah. Yeah. It was insane.
Like, yeah. Like he was able to sneak into the camp and climb a tree before. Yeah. It's crazy.
It was like if you ever go to like one of those Wild West resort towns and they're having like a shootout and everyone's falling off of balconies and like falling in a horse trough. It was like that, except horribly violent.
Yes.
Like it's like that if what's the guy's name? Scanners guy, David Lynch.
Yes.
And they're like, David, we'd like you to put together our Wild West show.
Yeah, the one that happens at 12 and 3, 6 o'clock.
And he's like, okay, I'd like to do an effect where a bullet goes through someone's eye and then his head explodes, you know? Or like it goes in his eye and exits the tip of his penis and or something. Like,
it was fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. It seemed like a horrible time. Like there are times when I'm like, oh, that looks like a better time. But whenever I watch these old-timey movies, I'm like, why did people even... I would be so depressed.
Yeah. No, what do they do all day? It's weird.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I don't even get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, where do they sleep? I don't even understand. Like, it doesn't seem like anyone even has a bed.
No, on this rock.
They're like, oh, this is a... Well, this is a relatively soft stone. This is a sandstone. So it would break down over just a few years even to nothing. So this is perfect for me to sleep on. Yeah. How about an old log? It also, though, makes me feel like, you know, they say you go to the woods and they're like, make sure to check for ticks when you come back and stuff. And I'm like, they weren't doing that shit. They seemed fine. I don't know. I don't know where the line is here.
Yeah. So did Will Smith end up boycotting the Oscars the way Kanye boycotted the Grammys? He said he wouldn't go unless his album won Album of the Year, but he wasn't nominated. So he sent a tweet.
That guy is like so super entertaining to me because he's so, he does everything. It seems like he's like the Donald Trump of black people, where right. he seems to be almost saying the things that he just wants to make people mad. Like, he's like, what would be the craziest thing I could say right now?
Right.
You know, and he's like, Bill Cosby, not guilty! Exclamation point. And you're like, oh, boy. Yeah. You're making it really hard to listen to your songs. Yeah.
Listen, everyone, I'm $53 million in debt.
It's like
Mark Zuckerberg, if you could throw me $1 billion my way.
I don't know. I know Will Smith's wife was boycotting the Oscars, which I was like...
Fish Mooney?
Yeah. And
Gotham.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so star of Gotham.
Yeah.
Star of the Keenan Ivory Wayans vehicle, Low Down Dirty Shame.
Okay. The terrible, terrible sequels to The Matrix.
Oh, yeah, she was in those.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just was sort of like, star of Screen Jada Pinkett Smith? I don't know, man. No. I saw this great article, too, because they were talking about how she was boycotting the Oscars, and it was like, there are some people boycotting the Oscars. Jada Pinkett Smith, Spike Lee. And I was like, maybe start with Spike Lee, you guys.
Sure.
Maybe start with the guy who like made a movie. And...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's sort of like, okay, yeah. Well, you can have a choice for your movie. It could be directed by Spike Lee or star Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, God.
And you're like, okay. Well, gonna have to go Spike Lee.
Yeah.
I don't even care what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Have the Oscars happened already? I don't even
know. Oh, were they, are they tonight? Today? breaking coverage of the Oscars.
Let's see. When are the... Oh, excuse me. The Academy Awards.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
You don't say the winner is. You say, and the award goes to.
Yeah.
Didn't we just get sermoned about here. How all our youth is committing suicide because we're giving too many of them participation trophies?
Yes, we did.
And not because they're being horribly bullied?
Yeah. That's like, it's always a weird spot on here to talk about like work stuff.
Sure.
But there was one speaker that we heard that I think bears mentioning because one of the things he talked about, he talked about a lot of things. He's kind of all over the place towards the end, but one of the parts he was saying, you know, we have like the all-time highest suicide rate. And the reason is because we tell everyone they did a good job.
Right.
And then they don't know how to deal
Doesn't
with failure
Japan
or something.
Have the high time?
I think so.
There's like a forest that people go to just to hang themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They made a horror movie about it that looked kind of bad, but I want to see badly.
Yeah, with that girl from Game of Thrones with the shaved head, Natalie Dormer.
So this speaker... I'd like to just highlight some of the things I really enjoyed about him. Number one, he basically told us that, like, well, first he started with his motivational story. His motivation for becoming a speaker was 9/11.
Yeah.
Which it was so great. He's like, well, let's talk about my journey. You know, it all started on September 11th, 2001. And I was like, what? Mm.
Like, maybe you want to backtrack to when Hitler invaded Poland?
I know. And when people go into, like, 9/11 is when my life really started in this way. I'm like, look, you better have fucking been in that tower or known someone in that tower or a plane. Something.
No. Yeah.
Or, like, I was on a plane. You know, what's his face? Family Guy guy.
Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, he was like, I think he was the one who was supposed to be on one of the planes. And
I think so was
flight.
Mark Wahlberg, but he said he wanted to be on there so he could have taken them down.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, well, I would have kicked their ass.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, maybe even if you think that.
Sure.
You don't need to say that.
No, people died.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Or the Academy
Awards. Tomorrow
Award.
Is Sunday, that's right.
Yeah. So that was his motivation. Then He was basically seemed to throw the veil off of motivational speaking, because my understanding of this, and you were there too, so you could probably help me a little bit, was he kind of said like, okay, here's how it works. You like pay a bunch of money to become part of some kind of speakers bureau,
right?
And then you also pay money for different curricula. So like if I'm going to go give a speech to like schools, you know, I'll look up different topics like trust or, you know, sportsmanship, sure, or whatever. And then it's going to have all these little stories to tell.
Sure. So it's not so much living extraordinary life as it's more like becoming a CrossFit instructor.
Yeah.
Or like a Zumba instructor.
Yeah, exactly. And where you really want to be is the top of that pyramid, making up these fake fucking stories about. He told this story about, he's like, so the point of the story was like, trust is like a stool where it has three legs. And if one leg is gone, it doesn't work, right?
Right.
And so the whole point of this story was basically he needed to talk about a stool. So he's telling this story about how, like, when I was a kid, my parents bought a cow, you know, to keep me and my brother in line.
Right.
So we'd have
like,
to milk the cow.
Keep this cow.
I don't know. And then he was like, and we just milked it and then fed the milk to the cats. And I was like, how many fucking cats did you have when you were growing, like gallons of milk and you're just like, here you go, kitties. You should be telling us the story of how you grew up with 400 cats. That is the, that. But anyway, you're just like, it's this whole fucking fake story that why not just say trust is like a stool and you have to have, you know,
you've
like,
all seen a stool.
Yes, I don't need to be told like, well, we had to have a stool because we were milking a cow. And I'm like, first of all, I think you could milk a cow from any kind of fucking chair. If I can do a radio show from this chair, surely I could milk a cow. But also, so he was telling us you'd like buy these different things and was like, I was going to a real estate thing and decided like, oh, trust, that seems like something real estate people deal
in. I could talk like that, talk about that for 2 hours.
Yeah, I could kill a couple hours talking about that. Sure, I'll go for it. And then I was just like, are you just basically telling us that like all of your shit is just kind of made up on the fly?
Yeah.
And like, he was saying he was talking about something while he was there, and then he was like, ooh, that actually sounds pretty good. And I was
scribble,
like,
scribble, scribble,
what
scribble.
What the fuck, you know? So I thought that was fascinating to
it
me.
Was.
That you're basically like admitting that you're just a charlatan.
Right.
It was like, you know, when you go to, if you go to a church and they have the parable where they're like, you know, I was in the grocery store the other day and I saw a man and his wife and the man was being very, you know, all this shit. And you're like, I don't think that really happened.
Yeah.
I think you're just trying to tell me a story, which I appreciate, but this is bullshit.
Yeah, my significant otter was, that's my code name for, there you go.
Nice.
So she was at church, and she never goes, but she went with her mom on Christmas Eve,
mm-hmm.
and the pastor was telling a story about this little boy who didn't talk until he was like 8 or 9.
Okay.
Until he heard like somebody praying the Lord's Prayer, and she's like, there's no way that kid would not be in years of speech therapy if he hadn't talked.
They're just like, we'll talk when he's ready. You're like, come on, man.
Come on.
I was hoping it would be like, and that boy was Einstein.
It always is.
Isn't that a great story?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to church stuff. there was also, so he also told another totally fake story. I can't remember exactly how this analogy works, but he was saying that like, trust is, you know, hard to earn, but easy to...
To lose. It takes a lifetime to gain, but a second to lose.
Yeah, and somehow this analogy was about like toothpaste, how it's like easy to get it out of the tube,
sure,
and hard to put it back in.
Except how does the factory does it just fine.
That's true. Yeah, you just have to know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
And so he told this fake story where he was, how do they do it at the factory? Just some fucking machine, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just...
They seem to do it just fine every time.
Yeah.
I've never gotten a tube of toothpaste where it's just like covered in toothpaste.
Yeah, I haven't seen that particular How It's Made episode, but I'm sure there is one.
Yeah.
And how they get the three stripes to be lined up in their perfect
That way. Would be great. I want to see that. I saw this thing someone did. They like froze a tube of toothpaste and then cut it in half so you could see the stripes.
I saw something like that, but you're supposed to like... Freeze it, cut it up into, and then give it to your party guests as like an appetite. It's like you're eating toothpaste.
Like, well, I hate everyone here.
Yeah.
That would be great. Yeah, just throw a revenge party where you just invite all the people you don't like.
Yeah.
And then you're like, here we go. Yeah, you guys should have two baby showers. You should have one for people you don't like.
Yeah.
And then one for people you do like.
Sure.
And then just do them separate. So you're like, well, this is the good one and this is the shitty one.
Right.
And then we serve them toothpaste.
Yeah.
So he's talking about... He tells this fake story about, like, so I took my sons and I was like, okay, we're going to have a race to see who can squeeze the toothpaste out of these tubes the fastest. And they did it. And I was like, why would you ever do that?
Right.
Like, I understand this analogy of it's hard to get the toothpaste back.
Sure.
You don't have to actually try it. I wanted to see if that was true. And then he was saying, like, and then I said, okay, now I want you to put the toothpaste back in the tube. On your marks, get set, go. And then he did this motion because he's like, so my one son picked up the tube and he, like, put a bunch of toothpaste in his mouth
back
and was pushing it back in.
Yeah.
He was making the two-handed blowjob motion. couldn't have been more crystal clear.
We should have grabbed a video of that.
If I was making it. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
I wish, you know, like, sometimes you go do a thing like that and they take a picture and send it to you in a car and they're like, here you go. I wish it was him, like, on this thing. It was so good. I couldn't believe. And then part of me, because I'm just, like, so cynical about the whole thing, because he, you know, told us it was all bullshit.
Right.
I was like, I wonder if he does stuff like that to be, like, regain attention. Because I'm telling you, when he was saying, basically pantomiming a 9-year-old giving a two-handed blowjob, I was like, what are you talking about right now? Like, I'm back in for at least the next 5 minutes, because what the fuck? There was also one other great part. Where he said he knew, like, our HR manager, and he was saying, like, he was explaining trust and saying, like, I could tell you some crazy story about him. And, you know, so he starts telling the story about how the guy knew, like, martial arts and beat him up one time or something.
That reminds me of when the speaker comes to your school and, like, tells a funny story, quote unquote, about your principal.
Yeah.
That's what that struck me
that
as.
It was like that.
Yeah.
It was a total that move.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I knew your principal did this one time.
Yeah. Yep, that's the one.
Yeah. And I was hoping, for a brief moment, I was fantasizing, because it wasn't obvious whether or not the story he was going to tell was going to be true. He was really teasing it out. I was hoping that he would, I was like, what if he really did know the HR guy?
Right.
And, like, 25 years ago, the HR guy did some real dick move, and now he's getting his revenge. And he's going to, like, tell us something crazy, like something horrible, right. You know, like, oh my God, you wouldn't believe. Well, let me tell you a funny story about this guy. One time I saw him hit a woman with his car and drive away and never told anyone, you know, like, and I have the documentation to prove it. Take him away, boys. And, like, I had just this brief fantasy of, like, maybe this is going to be, like, a big moment.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's life has just been building for this. And he's like, I've just been living for my revenge. But it turned out to be nothing. That was a letdown. Yeah. But for the, you know, the moment it was true in my mind was beautiful.
Yeah.
I also liked the part towards the end where he said something like, you know, the person you have to trust the most is yourself. You know, you have to look yourself in the mirror every day, and I get more work, or the most work I get done every day is looking myself in the mirror.
Right.
And I was like,
ultra plus.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that was painful.
Yeah.
That was painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was an interesting dude. He was one of these speakers who you're like, well, he's good at talking, but, like, he's not really saying anything.
No, he contradicted himself, like, every point. And that was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all about trust, but also not trust.
Right.
and it seemed like, I don't know, he couldn't fill an hour with material on trust. So he was like, also, let's talk about teens committing suicide.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they don't get negative feedback or something. I don't know. I feel like teens get negative feedback all the time. It's just like, that's when they get bullied online.
Yeah,
right?
When they're peers.
Yeah. That's the thing. You just don't see it because it's happening at school. Yeah.
Oh, I had something else to show you here.
Oh, okay. Speaking of, I'm excited.
Gym. All right, so I got this shirt, and my significant other gave it to me, and she said, "Where you could wear it to the gym," and I want you to take a look at it, and I want you to tell me if I could wear this at the gym, and so we'll have to describe it here because
God.
It's radio. So if you could just briefly describe what the graphic on it is.
Yeah. Okay. It says, like, men's blood and guts. And it has a sort of very ripped but hilariously kind of racist-looking black man on it.
Sure.
Like, he's really... Can I take a picture of it?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay. I'll put it on the episode, but, like, he's got huge lips. And okay, I'm going to just say he looks like a gorilla.
He does, yes. Doesn't he? And then he has like sort of Mike Tyson's buzz cut, yes, from the 90s with like that line that he used to do.
I mean, he's got definitely, he's like Mike Tyson. Well, his neck is so thick, it's wider than his head. Like his neck goes up to his ears and it's thicker than the rest of his head.
Right.
And
but if you see where it's from, that's what makes me wonder.
It's from Turkey.
Is this accidentally racist? Is this an homage? Is it?
I don't know. Should I look and see if this is? Do you think they have a website?
I don't know.
Blood and Guts Club. What's that place called? Incirlik.
Incirlik.
AB. Whatever the Turkey. Hell that means. It's an Air Force base.
Oh.
Maybe. Incirlik Air Force Base, Turkey. Okay. They have a Facebook page.
Okay. Is this their official mascot then?
That's what I want to know. Yeah, what's the B? Maybe that's like their guy.
Yeah.
It's a government organization.
Wow.
That doesn't bode well. Well, they look pretty official. I want to see, like, are the people there black? I don't even know. Is this an American Air Force Base or a Turkish Air Force Base? Radio show... I can't even tell what country these people are from because they're just like army guys.
Sure.
Chief Master Sergeant. There's someone named Vegas Clark. I think they're from Turkey, but I can't even. Oh, no, this is U.S. Air Force. Are these all U.S. Air Force? No, this guy's Turkish and he's black. Maybe. I don't know.
It's the craziest thing.
That's a good, like, I don't know. Okay, if you made that here, people would be like,
oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
But I don't know if that is racist in Turkey or not.
I don't know.
I don't know what their standard, but yeah.
I don't know if it's just a homage to a powerful man.
I could see why you wouldn't wear that to the gym necessarily.
No, I don't think I can.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
It's like... almost not racist, right. But then you're like, no, it's racist. Like, I would go through periods where I'd be like, maybe I could get away with this.
Sure.
And then, but it's just like wishful thinking. And then I'm like, no, it's
racist. Is it casually racist or is it just outright racist?
Yeah. Or like if I wore it there and then someone was like, dude, that's racist. I'd have to be like, oh, you're right.
You're right.
I'm the asshole right now. That's an amazing shirt. Where did that come from?
Like I don't know. I don't know where she got that.
That's crazy.
We do a lot of Goodwill shopping, so it came somewhere. I don't know.
I always wish you could, like, you know, scan these shirts and find their journey. Like,
yeah.
Who was wearing this and why?
Yes.
How did it end up here? And what's going on? I don't know. I mean, he looks powerful.
He does.
That's good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fight him.
Nope.
But yeah, it looks a little racist.
Yeah. So this is the birthday card I got. From my girlfriend's mom.
Okay.
Lovely, lovely woman.
Uh-huh.
I haven't had a bad thing to say about her. She got me this card because she thought it was cute.
Okay.
And I will let you look at the
card. Oh, boy.
And I think you need some backstory that I am of Mexican descent.
I feel like this... when I look at this card, it looks like I'm going to open it and it's going to be like...
it almost could.
Okay, you've got that something extra that separates the men from the boys. Age. Happy birthday. Have a great birthday. Love, Mom.
Yeah.
Now, here's what's funny about this. It's just like a generic joke as far as like...
Sure.
I thought it was going to be something related to being Mexican or something, right? Because
right?
It's like, I don't even know what it would be.
No, it's just one of those typical kind of mom jokes.
But yeah, they took this like chihuahua and they're like, not Mexican enough.
Yeah.
Can you dial it up?
Photoshop this very fake smile.
Yeah, so weird. Yeah, it's like chiclets.
Yeah.
Chiclets, huge chiclets teeth, and his eyes are like... I mean, if you look at just his eyes, he looks like...
He looks sad and beaten.
Yeah. And then he has a sombrero bigger than his body.
He could not hold that up.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I look forward to, like... I think if I ever had a kid, you know, and they were dating somebody who was of another race or something, I would probably do that too, just to be like, let's see if they'll say anything.
Sure.
I want to see if,
yeah,
you know, if this guy's going to be like, dude, not cool. Or if he's just gonna be like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, no problem. That's kind of fucked up. It is weird. Like, there's like, she probably bought that at like Target or something.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
It's weird how you can just have, okay, that card you can buy at Target.
Sure.
This t-shirt.
No.
No fucking way.
No. It wouldn't be on the rack for a day before someone complained.
No. No, that would not take long.
Yeah.
But yet this card, everyone's just like, eh, it's a dog in a hat. It's funny.
It's funny.
Yeah, I don't know if I've... I don't think I've ever seen someone wearing a sombrero in like a non-costume fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bought one at a garage sale once when I was a kid because I thought it was huge. I mean, it was like...
Yeah.
It was like as big around as I can make my arms.
Yeah.
And it was $1.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is fucking awesome. And my mom immediately threw it away.
In southern Mexico, they do wear them, but they're not decorative.
They're
like
not
that.
All adorned with plain, crazy shit.
No, they're just very wide. So if you get thrown off a horse, your head doesn't hit the ground because it's like a helmet.
It's like a rim. Crash helmet?
Yeah, the rim keeps your head from not pounding on the ground.
I did not know
a horse.
This. So
that's
like the rim
so
kind of folds
and
up and then like it's like a little blanket under your head.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So basically when we accuse these people of like making this crazy hat and dancing around it, it's like actually that was pretty fucking smart.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're walking around with these stupid cowboy hats.
Yeah, no, linemen, the guys that used to work on the power lines back in the 40s, they all wore felt like hats.
Oh.
Because that way, if you moved your head the wrong way, the felt hat would hit the power cable first, and you would feel it.
Oh.
I better back off. And you wouldn't get electrocuted because it's felt.
You have all this knowledge of these things that like I've
things.
Never even thought of in a million... I've never thought of like... Why is a sombrero shaped like... I just was like, I don't know, fucking sun. I am always looking for... So like once a year I go rafting.
Yeah.
And it's really sunny.
Yeah.
And I'm always looking for a sombrero.
Sombrero. Like, that's what you need.
But then I'm like, is this me dressing in brown face? Because I'm like, I'm not being disrespectful. I just want to stay out of the fucking sun.
Sure.
And these hats are just the biggest ones that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And they're like round, so they cover my neck and all that shit.
Yeah.
But then I don't want to be a dick.
Yeah. Maybe you need a turban, but just like down, not wrapped around the head, but just down.
Mm.
If you ever see Lawrence of Arabia,
they
wrap
like,
themselves around it, and it's like a little tent.
Yeah, it's like a braid up top that keeps it on your head, and then like the
and
rest
you can
just
kind of hide inside
goes
of it.
Down the side. And,
yeah.
Yeah, or like you would see like a, I feel like a bunch of medieval movies, the king is wearing like a chainmail thing like that.
Yeah.
And like it's like a hood, and then there's a thing over the top. Maybe that's why I need some chainmail. Like, well, I'm not going to get... See, even the sombrero, too. Like, if I fell and hit my head or something, I'd be like, oh, it's cool. I'm wearing this sombrero. I learned that you can hit your head while you're wearing a sombrero. Yeah. Look at all this valuable knowledge people get from this show.
Right. Truly helpful.
Oh, my God. I think we're at about an hour.
Yeah, I got to head out soon. I got to go play tonight.
Let me
for another... Few minutes, but yeah, just enough time to.
It's cool. I'm sorry. I didn't know you had to run away.
No, it's all right.
I'll cue this up some more AC/DC because why not? Well, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks for
having me.
You'll
have to come again. I'm moving next week.
Again?
So, yeah. Back to my old place down this way, like two blocks.
Okay.
So then I think I'll have a bigger setup.
It's okay.
A little small in here.
So are you just going to walk your stuff over again?
I've been thinking a lot about that.
Yeah.
I've been thinking a lot about, you know, like, how tight does something have to be tied down to your car to drive it two blocks?
Sure.
Like, can I just
Not
throw
very.
A fucking mattress up there?
Sure.
Would it be fine?
Hold
it. I think
it would
be fine.
Put your arm out from the window and hold it.
Yeah, it'll be going 10 at the most.
Sure.
And it's two blocks.
Yeah.
Like, that is not an exaggeration or a de-exaggeration. It's two fucking blocks. Yeah. So I'm thinking about it. Well, yeah, so you'll have to come... soon.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.